You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Patricia, and I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're going to talk about happiness. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you were commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, people are really suffering during this pandemic. Is happiness even possible?
Of course it is. Happiness is possible, but the biggest misconception is that circumstances determine whether you feel happy or not. That's not necessarily true. Happiness is an energy and is not really dependent on circumstances.
You know, Jason, that kind of sounds really radical. You know, we've been trained to believe that happiness is dependent on what is happening in your life. You know, in fact, I remember clients coming to me, and you both actually, saying, I should be happy. How come I'm not?
Exactly. We believe that we either have to earn happiness or that our circumstances dictate happiness.
Right.
And when it doesn't work that way, people get confused. They say, well, what's wrong? There's something wrong with me if I'm not happy and I'm having this great career, or I just got this promotion that I've been working for all my, you know, for the last year or two. You know, it's people think if this, then this, if this, then this, but that's not happiness at all.
Oh, well, what is that?
Well, it's this idea that we earn it or that our, just like a machine, our circumstances dictate it. So if we're married, then we're supposed to be happy. If we have the great wedding that we've always wanted, we're supposed to be happy. And it's, as human beings, that's not how we're designed. Machines, maybe. You know, if you want to make a machine happy, program it, says, okay, turn that smile upside down, do all those...
turn that frown upside down.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Turn the frown upside down, and then you'll be happy. Well, for a machine, that works. But if you're not a machine, and I suspect most of you listening
are not. Yes.
It doesn't work.
Well, you know, this just reminded me of a little tiny story, when Jason and I decided to get married, he said, Patricia, you can have the wedding you always wanted. So I started looking at this, that, and all, you know, all kinds of things, all of the details that go into putting a wedding together. And the more I looked at that stuff and listed the prices and what it would take, the less happy I got. And I kept asking the question, well, wait a minute, isn't this supposed to be like the happiest time of my life because I'm marrying the man that is the most amazing ever in my life? I have to tell you something. The man, yes, he makes definitely happiness, but the other stuff, you know, is supposed to be the happiest day of your life. I have to tell you, leading up to it did not make for happiness.
Yes. And we get so confused about this, you know. So let's get some of the basics.
Okay.
Happiness is an energy, and it comes from being, and I use the word alignment, being connected. There's a couple words you could use there. Just having a relationship, a positive relationship with your essence. And some people call that soul. And we don't think of our essence as soul as a real thing, or we see it in romantic terms, but it actually functions with us 24/7, all the time, every day, and it's a big part of our life.
Okay.
But programming, and we're going to talk about this more, actually keeps us from our soul, keeps us from our essence.
Keeps us from even happiness.
Creates us this toxics, barriers that keep us from our essence.
Okay.
Our essence is designed naturally. Our essence, left to its own devices, in being able to express ourselves in the world from our essence, it's a natural byproduct of that is happiness.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly. Well, and because I had been doing clearing for quite a while before we decided to get married, the bottom line is that I saw the real truth of it, that having a big wedding was not going to make me happy at all. And it was going to cost a fortune.
We actually did a simple one, and we've never regretted
it. No, not in the least. In fact, I'm so grateful that we did that, truly.
You know,
truly.
And so real happiness can be, you know, it can be joyous, it can be serious, it can mm-hmm. be lighthearted. It's reflected in a deep contentment or all of the above.
And more.
And more. You know, being in alignment with your essence also means being in alignment with your what's known as your soul purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people think of that in very specific terms.
Right.
You know, how can I be living my soul purpose if I'm driving a UPS truck or, you know, some other more or less menial job? And that's really not about what you're doing specifically. It's about how you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You can see driving we just had a delivery from UPS, so I'm thinking about the UPS driver, but you know, he could see his purpose in a more, in a way that really does satisfy his soul purpose driving a UPS truck, because he's helping people, you know,
every single day.
Yes, exactly.
And he, sometimes he's not bringing great news, but sometimes he's bringing amazing things to people that, will help them connect with their essence.
Yes. And most of us, you know, and my point was, is that this, you know, this idea of soul purpose, we think if we're not saving the whale or we're doing something that lofty or highfalutin, that we can't possibly be exercising our soul purpose. But that's not it. It's about not about what we're doing, but how we're doing it.
Right.
The energy that we do it in.
Right.
And when that energy is in alignment with our essence, happiness is a natural byproduct. You don't have to do anything to become happy. It just is.
Well, and I have to say, because I am definitely a product of all of this, it's amazing, everyone. It is amazing, because when happiness really starts happening, I have to tell you, we really don't even realize that it is.
You know, most of us are taught to skip over our essence.
Yes.
And live like a machine.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter how you feel, just do it.
Yes.
You know, being programmed over and over and over again, and we lose touch with our essence. We don't even know how we feel.
Well, and you know, Jason, I know you have a story about your dad regarding this one.
You know, he would tell me over and over again growing up, you know, when I have this success, I'll be happy. When I have this amount of money, I'll be happy. And I heard it over and over and over again. Of course, he was depressed. And it was awful growing up with someone who's depressed. And it's talk about negative energy that you kind of pickle in. And as soon as I could, I got out of the house. And oh, by the way, if you're depressed to the point of being suicidal, this is not the way to go. You need some sort of intervention prior to this. You know, this all the things that we're talking about today still hold true. But when you're that depressed and you're suicidal, you need some sort of intervention that we can't do. So please go seek help, suicide hotline, whatever. This is not the way to resolve that.
Well, and the thing that I want to say about such as the suicide hotline, that sort of thing, you know, those people, they're trained to do that. And the other thing that they're trained in is to have no judgment about what you're feeling or what you're not feeling. What you're they don't judge you for being stuck there at all. They have things that can help you get from out of the stuck into back into living in life. So, and we're kind of early, but okay. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Happiness is not dependent on circumstances, and it's not earned. Self-knowledge is essential for being in alignment with essence and for soul purpose.
Okay.
Too much programming prevents you from connecting and being in alignment with essence. And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to be in alignment with your essence for authentic happiness.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the ways most people sabotage happiness for themselves by doing things which seem normal in everyday life. Are you doing any of these things? Stay tuned. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is the Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to talk about the ways most people sabotage happiness for themselves by doing things that are normal in everyday life. Are you doing any of these things? We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. You know, I know how to be happy, right, Jason? I can have more gratitude and create a positive attitude, or I can choose happiness, right?
All those things happen naturally if you use the ecosystem approach and use the energy methods that we're talking about.
Okay.
If you have to force it, if you have to choose it, if you have to foster an attitude of gratitude, if you have to create a positive attitude, you're not doing it right.
Okay.
Those are programming methods.
Okay.
And this is the huge contradiction that we see. Programming interferes with happiness, and that people will then, without knowing any better, and we're not criticizing, but we're saying that, hey, when you program yourself, which is causing the problem in the first place, it doesn't help you be happy.
Well,
at the very best, it helps you have a phony happiness or fake happiness.
Right, which will turn around and bite you in the backside at some point. And you know, the other thing is that when we do the programming, and we've all done it, We've all done it. I need to say that. We all actually still do it. The biggest thing is that we program and we put energies in between us and our essence. And that's the key here. We don't want to put blocks or interferences, energetic interferences between us and our essence.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So,
well, you know, wait a minute. I'm confused about programming versus essence, but I, you know, really kind of just was talking about that. Can you explain that more, Jason?
You know, programming is where you trick, force, manipulate, con, or motivate yourself into doing things as opposed to just acting from essence. And when none of those programming methods are necessary to take action.
Okay.
You know, there's this concept called life hacks. And I went online and Googled how to create happiness.
Okay.
And I got this, you know, there was a couple different articles. And first one that came up was from Life Hacks, 11 Simple Ways to Create Your Own Happiness. So we're going to go through some of those and talk to you about how that's, what's programming and how to do it in a more natural, organic way.
Okay. You. All right. Well, give us an example, Jason.
Well, one of the first things is do what you love.
Mm.
Well, of course, do what you love, but that's only a half truth.
Okay.
If you're a UPS driver and you may say, well, I don't love it. Maybe your life purpose is to be of service to other people. You might be right in line with doing what you love. You just don't know it because you're disconnected from your essence because you programmed yourself.
Well, and that means you need self-knowledge for that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Self-knowledge is a key for that.
Okay.
The next one, it said, paint your perfect day, you know, three steps to achieve your perfect day. Well, gee whiz. If you have to micromanage it that way, it doesn't work that way. The way to have your perfect day is to be acting from your essence, and you'll have lots of perfect days, but you won't even have to try because they just kind of come up.
Okay. Okay.
Another one. Tell yourself today will be awesome. Hey, sometimes your day is not awesome. It sucks. So, yeah. You know, if I want to have a relationship with you personally, and I'm telling you, oh, this is going to be awesome, even though today is being a really difficult day for you, we're not going to have a very good relationship.
And there's going to be conflict that's created because of it.
And you wouldn't like that someone else is lying to you. So why would you lie to yourself?
Right. Oh, that's a good one.
You know, here's the thing. Instead of saying today's going to be awesome, say, I'm going to clear what's in my way today.
Right.
And see what happens.
By the way, I do that every single day.
We both do. And
yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's a much different, you're changing the energy as opposed to manipulating it or forcing it.
Okay.
And then here's another one.
Okay.
Forget being perfect and accept yourself as is. Well, there's some truth to that. You know, being perfect can really create a lot of anxiety, and accepting yourself as you are is very important. However, how do you do that? Mm. You know, without any other instruction, what will happen is you'll force yourself to not be perfect or accept yourself to as you are. That's programming.
Okay.
That doesn't work.
Okay.
The way you really foster acceptance is clear those negative programs that you've had all your life. I'm not good enough. I'm a failure.
Hate of self. Hate self-sabotage.
Disappointment. All those old programming, as you
right.
clear those away,
right.
acceptance is natural.
Well, and you know, I have to say this. I had this job before I went. I actually got fired from this job. But I had this job. And I did the job like they asked me to do. And the woman that was running the department of this job, she was really awful. And she, so I would do affirmations every single day. I am great. I am wonderful. I am happy. I am good. You know, and I would go out and go for a walk. The more I did all these things, the worse she got. And she was absolutely horrendous as a manager, as someone who would teach things. I mean, she was horrible, but I kept trying to smile, you know, turn that frown upside down.
Programming.
I kept trying and trying to do it over and over and over again. And everything just got worse. And I put up with this person for 3 months, and I just couldn't handle it anymore. And she fired me. Okay, she said I wasn't doing the job. Well, okay, maybe to her I wasn't. But at the end of it, she said, I'd like you to give me a review of how I've been. And I turned around to her and I said a couple of four-letter words and walked the other way. And I have to tell you, just being able to voice that felt so good. But she called me back. Please come and tell me. Come and tell me. I mean, what could I have said that would have been any better than what I said in those four-letter words?
The point of this story is not the four-letter words. Although that's Patricia. If you're trying to get to know Patricia, that's Patricia. But the point of this story is that she tried to use these affirmations, which are just forms of programming.
Yes.
So here's some code words to, you know, if you see this in most advice is some form of programming anyways to get online.
Sure.
But like in this article, I took some that were right out. Says, you have to realize something. If they're saying to realize something, that's programming. If you have to learn something, usually that's programming. You have to learn it. You have to force yourself to,
right.
You know, whatever. If you have to accept something, mm-hmm. that's a form of force.
Okay.
Reshaping is a very sophisticated word that says make yourself think a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Stop worrying.
Yeah, can happen.
That's my favorite. You know, yeah. If someone is telling you how to feel.
Okay.
You're forcing yourself, you're forcing your emotions, and the best way to do it is to clear it. Of course, this is the same thing. If they tell you to feel a certain way, you're also forcing your emotions, or tell yourself.
Well, and that's what I was doing with the affirmations. I was trying to force myself to be what she wanted me to be. And, you know, in other words, be accepted. And I have to tell you, it just didn't work.
Exactly.
It just did not work. You know, I want to talk about one more thing before we go and talk about the key points. But, you know, Jason, I discovered something this week. You know, some programming is definitely appropriate, and I'll explain in just a minute. But most programming is toxic, and it's toxic not only to you personally, but personally to your essence of who you are. And I want to give you a couple of really good examples of some programming that works. Potty training for children. When you give them structure, you have to like program them that this is what is needed in society today, meaning using the bathroom and using it correctly and that sort of thing, because without it, it doesn't work very well.
Well, and I think creating a structure of behavior or respect for parents,
a form of discipline,
is essential to allowing a child's essence to come forward.
Right.
And that can vary. If you live in the Mission District, which is a kind of a sketchy neighborhood in San Francisco, you might program your kids in terms of discipline, in terms of behavior,
and safety,
than if you're an Eskimo on the North Pole,
right?
Or you live out in the wild of, you know, in the rainforest in Brazil.
Okay,
it's a different form. There's a different things you have to know. Just a basic structure
and kind of survival. You're
survival.
Saying.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, even animals do that. But once you have that basic framework in place, then you can allow for a lot of latitude for kids to discover who they are.
And you know, there is nothing more amazing when you find a child, when you find out what your child or somebody else's child, what their form of creativity and finding their own essence. My daughter, when she was very young, she had these blocks. She loved these blocks. Well, she loves to build things, you know. And by the way, most girls don't do that in a traditional way. And yet my daughter is amazing at it. So, you know,
we do the same. We create that same structure for our pets,
absolutely.
For our dogs. When we call them back, they come. We don't usually let them off leash, but when they do and we have to call them back or tell them to stay, they stay.
Yeah,
and,
they're good.
That's helping them. That's keeping them safe.
Right. Right.
You know, so,
and that's really, really, really important when we understand the difference.
Yes.
So,
exactly.
Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Gratitude, attitude, and choosing happiness are all programming methods that don't work.
Okay.
Programming creates unhappiness. You can't program yourself back to happiness. Mm-hmm. Happiness tips are unnecessary if using essence with the ecosystem approach. Happiness is a natural part of that. And the ecosystem approach is a way to connect with essence and the energy that can seem like magic because of all the programming we're taught in this world today.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the simple thing you can do for happiness today. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, yippee-skippee to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
The vibration of change. That magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and we're going to talk about the simple thing you can do for happiness today. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, what is the simple thing that you, the audience, and us can do to create happiness today?
It's as simple as using clearing instead of programming techniques.
You mean the ecosystem approach?
The ecosystem approach.
Okay.
Yeah, and in this case, it's you know, the clearing method. Instead of directing or trying to control your feelings, clear the feelings in your way.
Mm-hmm.
And the feelings that are in your way, your essence will then communicate with you and kind of point you in the right direction. The more you clear those feelings, happiness just kind of comes up. You don't have to force it. You don't have to fake it. You don't have to choose it. It'll just be there.
Okay. So how can someone know the difference between emotions that have to be cleared and those which are trying to give us a message?
We've said in the past that our emotions are very useful because they give us messages from our essence. They tell us how we feel. They tell us which way to go, you know, and there's a fork in the road. Should we do this? Should we do that? But most negative emotions, if you clear them, then you can be open to those messages in a way that's productive. So if you feel fear, sometimes fear is a message.
Don't step out in front of that car.
Yes. You know, that rattlesnake that's coiled up in front of you, don't go closer. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if you're walking around in fear all the time, then you can't be happy with that.
You know what? When I very first met Jason, I was living on the other side of the bay, in the East Bay in San Francisco, in the East Bay. And I remember I was afraid all the time. I was afraid because I rode what would be called the subway system in other places. I would ride that back and forth, and I was terrified that I would get stuck in the tunnel underneath the San Francisco Bay itself. I was terrified of that. And
lots of irrational fears.
Oh my gosh. It was all the time. And I remember when I started doing the ecosystem approach, all of a sudden I saw, wow, that's really irrational because, you know, Patricia, you're pretty smart. First off, if this is your time to go, then it is. But you're also smart. You know how to take care of yourself. And the truth is, you were trained, programmed in many ways to take care of others in ways that many were not or have not been.
Exactly.
I should say it that way.
Exactly. And, you know, as you, you know, I have a similar story. I remember when I was first doing the ecosystem approach, there was this time, you know, I was clearing and I was clearing and I was clearing. This is the very beginning. And all of a sudden I had this glimpse of not being anxious. And in that moment, I realized I'm always anxious. And so I was living with a form of low-level anxiety. Did I do this right? Did I piss this person off? Am I going to get blamed for this? Is this going to happen? Right. You know, it's a form of anxiety and fear. And I didn't even know I had it until I started clearing. But how could I ever be happy with that kind of negative emotions? And clearing, all of a sudden, it revealed it to me, and I was able to see it. So your essence is always talking to you. If you just start clearing, you don't have to figure it out. You don't have to have this elaborate thing. It's so simple.
It's really amazing. And I said in one of the other segments that, you know, when the happiness starts coming around for you, if you're using the ecosystem approach, it's kind of interesting. At first, you don't even recognize it. And then you kind of wake up and go, oh, that's happiness. This makes me happier. I'm not feeling this anymore. Wow, that makes me happy too.
You didn't have to change it. You didn't have to choose it. You didn't have to do some sort of razzle dazzle
or decide.
Yes.
You know,
it just kind of bubbles up.
Exactly.
So, you know, if you first think to change the energy versus forcing, manipulating a situation, that's the way you should approach the world.
Right.
So if you're worried about money, if you're worried about getting COVID-19, if you're worried about, if you have all this anxiety about the quarantine,
right,
clear it.
Yes.
Don't try and do some sort of razzle dazzle programming technique. Change the energy first.
Right.
And that's the essence of the ecosystem approach is that if you change the energy first, a lot of these problems you won't even have anymore.
Right.
And the ones that you do, you'll find solutions to them and just keep going.
Because when you start doing the ecosystem approach, there's this thing that I know I've said this, but I had to go look it up in the dictionary, what objectivity was. And of course, I laugh at myself today about that. But the thing that was the most amazing to me was that it started to show up. And honestly, I didn't really even know what it was, meaning to have objectivity because I was doing this, that, and the other, or I was so stuck in fear or so stuck in anger, I couldn't have any objectivity. And living in the world today without objectivity, I got to tell you, is kind of crazy.
When we look around, we see that the whole world is depressed.
Oh.
And you see that with all the people that are on antidepressants, uh-huh. just to function.
Well, and I do want to say, when I very first met Jason, I was taking antidepressants because I was so depressed about this, that, and the other. And within less than 6 months after using the ecosystem approach, I didn't need them anymore.
Well, and every person is going to be different with
that. Of course.
And there's all, you know, everybody's trauma is different.
Yes.
And how superficial or deep-seated it is
mm-hmm.
will determine how long it takes. But it's not something that it's not a goal that you accomplish. There's no limit to the amount of happiness you can have.
Yeah.
There is literally, it is infinite. And the more you operate from essence, as opposed to trying to treat yourself like a machine and program yourself every single day, it's going to get better and better and better.
It's truly amazing. You have a small story about we were giving classes.
We were teaching classes, and I remember this one woman. We were doing a lot of clearings. Okay.
Yes.
She said she didn't like clearings because she was a positive person and she preferred to focus on the positive. Well, the only way, and it was obvious that she had a lot of stuff to cover up. Okay. She had a lot of things to clear. Right. We knew that because we're intuitive, and frankly, sometimes you don't even have to be intuitive to see those things.
Right.
But she was trying to compensate for that negative energy that she was attached to her.
Right.
By just proclaiming she's a positive person, she's going to focus on the positive, and that only creates phony happiness.
Right.
It creates phony people, phony happiness, and it's not. And we see that all the time. You just, you know, look around and you see someone smiling, walking down the street, you know, and ask yourself, is that phony? Is that sincere?
And by the way, if you're using the ecosystem approach and doing the clearing, you can tell it, you'll know.
Yes.
There's a knowing that happens with it all.
One of the things that happens when you start using the ecosystem approach is you start to see how you lie to yourself.
Oh, and it's a big deal. And by the way, all of us have been programmed that it's okay to lie to ourselves.
Programming is a form of lying to yourself.
Yes. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Directing and controlling your feelings is programming and does not lead to happiness.
Okay.
Clear the negative feelings that are keeping you from happiness, and happiness will come forward naturally.
Okay.
Self-knowledge helps you use clearing and your energy to the best advantage. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to work with energy in your life for greater happiness in all areas.
Okay, Jason, let's take a couple of minutes and teach people how to do the clearing, how to use the ecosystem approach.
It's very simple. You don't have to be in a specific posture. You could be standing up, sitting down, laying down, mm-hmm. Walking, standing on your head. It doesn't matter. When we say, and to eliminate, gather up all those things that we said to eliminate, whether they're emotions, veils and illusions, barriers, gather those up in your body and blow them into a trash can. Now, if you have a trash can where you are nearby, use that. Or use your mind's eye. If you're driving, for example, create a trash can right outside of your window mm-hmm. and blow it into that. We'll empty the trash can. Don't worry about that.
Well, and wait a minute, Jason. Tell them about the picture on our website.
We have a picture, what we call the processor. And if you, we'll tell you how to do this in the next segment, but if you sign up for our free subscription service, you can download that picture and create a little picture of that trash can or processor, what we call a processor, because it processes negative emotions.
Love it.
And you can blow it into that specifically.
And then at the end of all of this, we're going to activate life force energy. We're going to call upon it. By the way, it's the most positive energy that anyone has access to. And we're going to pull it in through the top of our head. We're going to let it go all the way down our torso and our arms, all the way down to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it at the tips of our toes. We're going to turn it around. And with that breath out, we're going to have that life force energy help us remove negative energy from ourselves and our essence. By the way, we see this is clear, pure light. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you start to clear for happiness. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on transformationtalkradio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to help you start to clear for happiness. Jason, you ready to get started?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that happiness is not based on circumstance. Gather up all those veils and illusions, all that old programming that says it's based on what's happening in my life, and blow that into the trash can.
And to eliminate the anger, fear, and guilt that keeps me from happiness. But the truth is, I can clear it. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that I can clear my emotions that keep me from happiness, as opposed to trying to manipulate them or control them or to change them. Take a breath and gather up those veils and illusions. Blow it into that trash can with a processor.
And to eliminate my fears, worries, and anxieties that keep me from happiness. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the energy of feeling powerless, helpless, and sad during this pandemic that makes me feel like I don't have any happiness, when that's not true at all. Gather up that energy of powerlessness, helplessness, and sadness.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that true happiness comes from essence, my essence, and I have to clear my way to it. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers to my creativity, positive relationships, and wisdom so that I can be happy. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that my essence directs me to my own personal happiness. Take a breath. Easy on yourself here. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the false belief that feeling trapped, hopeless, and hurt prevents me from happiness. No, you just have to clear that those feelings.
Yes.
Take a breath. And by the way, you don't have to clear all your hopelessness, all your hurt to feel happy.
Right.
Just clear enough. And then, you know, happiness wants to come out. It wants to bubble up.
It does kind of just show up.
Yep.
So, and here's one of the big ones that I've talked to so many people, especially in the last few weeks. And it's this, and to eliminate the false belief that says, I cannot be happy until I have money. When the truth is, that's not the truth at all.
Or health, or relationship, or or that new car.
Yes, take a breath.
Or new partner with the with the quarantine. A lot of people say new partner.
Yeah, he's not talking about me, I'm sure of it. I'm positive.
So let's do this clearing for the world, okay? And in this case, instead of blowing into a trash can, we're going to blow it into a dumpster. And just imagine your hand going around the globe and clearing all these things for everybody in the world.
Yes.
Energy is kind of efficient that way. So here we go. And to eliminate all the anger about government, politicians, and organizations that we have collectively that interferes with the collective happiness in the world.
Take a breath. Easy. All the way around the world and put it into that
dumpster. Yes.
You know, and to eliminate the false belief that feeling trapped and hopeless and hurt prevents me from happiness and the world from happiness. I release and let go all of that feeling trapped for all of us in the world right now because of the pandemic. Take a breath, hand all the way around the world and blow it out.
And to eliminate the sadness, the anger, the rage, the hate, the frustration, the panic, and the fear that's in the world today. Put that hand all the way around, gather up all that for not only for you, but for everybody else.
Yeah.
Put it into that dumpster.
One of the things that I see about people that use the ecosystem approach, one of their purposes is to not only help themselves in this lifetime, but to help others. So, and to eliminate everything that's keeping me from not only helping myself by removing negative energies, but helping the guy next to me and the guy around the world, no matter where he is, or the girl, no matter where he is, I release and let go everything that's holding all of us hostage in all of that fear and worry and terror about everything, about disease and money and where we're going to have our next meal. I release and let go all of it. Take a breath. All the way around the world and put it into the dumpster.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that the bad things in the world doesn't keep me from happiness or anybody else from happiness.
Right.
Gather up all those barriers.
Take a breath. You ready to activate life force, Jason?
Yes.
I know I am. Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions so I can have hope in spite of the bad things that are happening around me. And the truth is, I can be happy. Take a breath. Pull in that positive energy right in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. Stop it there. Turn it around and have that positive energy help you remove negative energy. Blow it out.
And to activate life force so I can trust that my essence is naturally happy mm-hmm. if I just let it be the center of my life.
Take a breath. Top of your head, tips of your toes, blow out any negative energies that keeping you from that request.
And to activate life force so I can have the determination to keep clearing to increase my happiness.
Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can have happiness and hope and love and laughter, great health, recovering health, love, Money, of course, yes. That job that I want, and the ability to not only take care of me, but take care of my family and possibly the guy or the gal that lives next door or around the world. Nice and easy. Take a breath. Pull it in through the top of your head. And now blow out any negative energy left over. I have one more. And to activate life force so I can stand in my power and use the ecosystem approach for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Take a breath. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Well, next Monday is Memorial Day, and we're going to have what we call an encore presentation, which is don't tell anybody, it's a rerun. But this is a really important rerun.
It's a good one.
Yes,
actually.
It is.
It
because,
really is.
It was our first show on self-healing. And if there ever was something that's timely for right today,
yes,
it's self-healing. Because there's all this fear about the COVID-19, and we understand that it's a serious virus.
Oh.
But if you take charge of your own healing, the power that's unleashed is unbelievable. And we're going to tell you how to do that.
Well, and not to forget that even if you need to use other sources, such as the medical profession, for if you get the virus, understand this, the ecosystem approach is the best, what is it called, adjunct to it.
It doesn't interfere with
not
any other, you know, sometimes if you use alternative medicine, it doesn't work with traditional medicine. They don't play nice together. They don't play in the same sandbox very well together. This goes with everything.
Right.
And it's something that you can do. And it's very, very specific to you. So if you want to know about how to do that, or if you want to start being happy today,
okay,
here's how you do that.
Okay.
To get the real support from the ecosystem approach, go onto our website, theecosystemapproach.org, O-R-G, and sign up for our free subscription service.
Okay.
That includes our newsletter. And this week's newsletter is about what I'm describing after 20 years of doing the clearing, how we have happiness in our life, on our daily life. It's a really fascinating, and I'll compare it to some of the people that we live around here who are retired.
You mean Mr. Grumposaurus?
Who use programming all their life, and what happens to you if you use a life of programming?
Right.
It creates a stark contrast.
True.
You got to see this newsletter. The only way you can do it is go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free subscription service, and it'll give you access to all the shows we had about COVID-19 and self-healing.
We have a lot of other ones.
We have a visual representation about the COVID-19 and how it works energetically. Mm-hmm. And you'll love it.
Okay.
So listen to our show every week, and do the clearings at the end, because that's the other way you can start to unleash your essence.
Okay. And by the way, our show is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. If you can't listen at that time, it is recorded. And you can go to our new website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section.
You know, and we also have a Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org, and it'll give you a preview of next week's show on that page. Go like us. We love to have likes.
He whines when he doesn't get likes, everybody, please.
And if you want to leave a comment, please feel free to do that.
Right. So one more time, we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.